Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson. He is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Before we get into particulars, your general thoughts on today's reports.
Well, I think it was somewhat what the trade was expecting, number one, Dave, is to lower the corn yield a little bit and raise the beans a little bit. And I think we've done a little bit more than both were expecting on that in respect of, I think, the corn yield was cut back a little bit harder in Illinois and Iowa than what some people were looking for. And that's why we saw the early bounce there. And if beans hadn't been raised as quite as much as they had, well, I think that we'd see corn trading higher in the day like we did for just little whiles. But all in all, this gives a little overall strength, I think, for the at least the remainder of the calendar year here to the corn market for the second part of harvest.
Looks like USDA sort of lowered bushels per acre just a little bit there. And also, I guess they did it off the test weight. There was a little smidge of test weight in there, too.
They, yes, I mean, you know, they backed off that. You know, part of the problem still along the way is we're not 100% sure because NASS, you know, their share of test plots they generally have done by now weren't all in and everything that way. But all in all, it looks like they probably got things pretty right here as to what we're looking at and the yields that we're hearing coming out of different areas. And as we talked in, up in DeKalb County today, well, you know, we're hearing that some of the yields are set back. There's maybe the Illinois and Iowa's yields being set back in the corn are probably right.
So do we kind of begin to wonder if this is the largest number, the October number will be the largest number we'll see?
Well, I think that unless we see some real changes in this last part of harvest, which of course is all, you know, up for grabs along the way, I think that we've probably seen our largest number of the year, Dave. I mean, I don't think that we're going to see things increase to come back up on some of these things because, you know, as the harvest drags on, why we don't generally tend to increase because even if it's only small, there will be harvest losses for every week that stands out and every storm that comes along.
What are your reactions to the soybean numbers today?
The soybean numbers, I agree with the government on basically looking at those. The soybean numbers that we've been hearing have been good. They've been big, and we think that, you know, that they were right here in increasing their yields on that. So, you know, even with all the problems that they had in Mississippi, Louisiana, and down that area, why the rest of the Mid-South come through with some exceptionally good yields. And I think that most of the yields we've been hearing through Illinois, Indiana, and around have also been extremely good. So we agree with the government on those numbers quite rarely.
Report is a little bit bearish off of the opening bell today. Are you looking for further deterioration in the futures?
I think that we're going to take our key from the dollar more than anything. Dave, we saw yesterday's move. I don't think the beans would have been down quite this much had we not been up quite as much as we were yesterday. So I think we're going to, you know, adjust a little bit for what happened there yesterday, and then we're going to keep our eye very closely on the dollar and see how the outside markets are trading because I think that's where our fund activity that really has tended to push this market one way or the other has been concentrating and pushing things as we go along.
You know, the dollar's trying to make a stand around the 74-94 area. Stabbed down there yesterday, bounced off. Stabbed down there today, bounced off. What are your thoughts over the next couple of weeks with that dollar?
Well, I think that that's going to be the key to look at along the way. And see if it can hold that, why then, you know, then we're finding some stability here to a lot of things, not just the grain markets, but as to balance out the stock market, the gold market, the silver market, and the crude oil market, which are a lot of the things that we would really like to see stabilize. We would really hate to see the dollar fall totally apart and just coming into the home heating season during the winter here, watch all the energies go on up to high rates that would really hurt the unemployed.
Does the trade essentially then think that the crop is made and is going to start thinking more and more emphasis on the demand side?
Oh, I think that's, you know, it's going to take a little more harvest weather. I mean, we're not along far enough in this corn harvest. We'd run into some bad weather. But all in all, I think that they're going to start focusing on the demand side much, much heavier. We feel pretty safe that we're going to have a decent production out there. No real problems as far as shortfalls. And we've got the pipeline back full now, Dave. Both the corn and the beans, the pipeline is back to full. So it's going to be more as to see how things progress along the way, and the demand is going to cause more than the supply as far as market movement from here on in.
Looks like USDA has backed off on their estimate for demand on soybeans by 50 million bushels, and then, make that the corn by 50 million bushels, and then in the beans, they've added actually 20 million bushels, and I was a little surprised by that number, given how much we front-loaded this.
Well, I think that maybe that's one of the reasons we have front-loaded this, and they'll look for some aggressive sales to be happening out there. And, of course, with the exchange rate where they are, we're also looking at some possible weather problems in Argentina. It's still dry down there. You know, let's try to be a little – if we're going to – put these extra bushels in here, let's be a little optimistic on pushing some of them out and through the system, and I think that export companies will do a good job of trying to get some beans moved.
So essentially, are you of a mindset that when we're settling down into a sort of a range-bound trade, and you can pick some ranges, I suppose, between now and what may be potentially the December crop production and WASDE reports that we may get specials on because we're so far behind in the harvest?
Well, I would say that that's very much happening as far as my opinion comes. I think that, you know, the $4 mark is going to be resistance here on the top side on the corn, just for the simple fact that at that point in time, as you talked about the demand starts slowing down immensely as far as other countries go when we get up to those levels. Also, as far as what it does as far as ethanol usage and things like that, Dave. The same with the beans, you know, which level is it going to actually be? Is it going to be the $10 level? Is it going to be the $9.75? You know, the reality says that we could easily, if we get this harvest moved along good here for another week, things put away and the pipeline's full, you know, we could see things set back a little bit and we could have a 50-cent trading range in both the corn and the beans.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.